I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
What's going on, everybody? Happy hump day. It is the middle of the week. I hope the sun is shining just as beautifully where you are as it is here in southeastern Wisconsin. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all about real news and great conversation, even if the news might be a little made up. So I'm going to start there today. We've been handling so much deep, serious stuff, and we'll get to some of that, of course, today. But wanted to begin on a bit of a lighter note, question mark. So did you hear about Blue Origin? This is Jeff Bezos's penis rocket company. Sent a bunch of women into outer space for a total of, I don't know, like 4 minutes. They were in space, I guess. And then they came back. Total flight time, 11 minutes. And this has gotten a lot, I'll just say a lot of media attention, which seems to be the point here. But I wanted to ask you all, do you think this is as stupid as I think it is? 855-752-4842. And I'm going to tell you why I think it's stupid as we discuss. But to set the stage, it was the first all-female American spaceflight since the Soviet Union sent a female cosmonaut into space on a solo trip in 1963. So the only other time it's been an all-female crew was when it was a one-female crew back in 63. And that was a Soviet cosmonaut. Remember that word, cosmonaut? In any case, here's who went on this little trip. Because, why? Okay. Here are the people that were on the trip. Gail King, you know, Oprah's BFF, Gail King, who also is a journalist and a lovely person. I like Gail, not opposed to Gail, but, you know, she's a media personality. Gail King, not an astronaut or a pilot or, I don't know, someone that knows something about rocket propulsion or even has a STEM-related degree. Okay, you're getting where I'm going with this. Okay, Gail King, whom I'll just give this additional little bit, a wee bit of commentary. Of all of the people who are not in a STEM-related science that went on this little flight, I'd say Gail King was probably like the least offensive of the bunch. So Gail King, next up. Carrie Flynn, a film producer. Okay, who cares? Lauren Sanchez, who's Jeff Bezos's fiance. That's her qualification to be on the first all-female space flight since 1963. Oh, I'm going to marry the billionaire guy that owns the penis rocket company. That's how I go to space, because that's my end. Those are my creds. And last but not least, Katy Perry, who sang during said space flight. I'm not going to play you any of this. There's audio of the women like screaming as they descended. It's silliness. Now, there were two women who actually do have STEM credentials and one who actually is an aerospace engineer. Her name is Aisha Bowe. So thumbs up for Aisha Bowe, an actual aerospace engineer. Like, that's freaking awesome. And the other woman that has a STEM degree is a civil rights activist, and her name is Amanda Nguyen. So two women with some sort of STEM background. This was all kind of pitched as this female empowerment. I don't know. It's supposedly promoting girls in the STEM fields. which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Before we even knew the acronym STEM, I had a STEM-related degree. That's my econ stuff. But I just thought this was so lame. 855-752-4842. Did you think this was stupid? Did you even hear about it? It seemed so much like a marketing ploy that any of the coolness that I could have potentially experienced from something like this was gone. Like, it wasn't cool to me at all whatsoever. And the two women that had these STEM degrees, by the way, the actual aerospace engineer and the woman who's a civil rights activist who has a STEM degree background, were sort of like the sideshow almost. Everybody's, oh, Oprah's crying. Like, Oprah was freaking there watching from the ground, along with Kris Jenner and Orlando Bloom. Who cares? Oh, and they used a sportscaster to do the play-by-play of this whole thing. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Here, Bezos has said that it's his generation's job to, quote, build a road to space so that future generations can unleash their creativity. I mean, it just seemed like a big social media sort of influencer event that happened to include a very short space flight. Now, just for the particulars here, the place that they were going to was basically just to get past this line. It's a demarcation some 62 miles from the Earth's surface. I think it's called the Kármán line. I might be pronouncing that wrong, but once you cross that, you're considered to be in space. So that's where they went. They were in zero gravity for about 7 minutes, and then they came back. Whole 11 minutes. You too, for the bargain basement price of $150,000, can have your 4 minutes in space, courtesy of Jeff Bezos's penis rocket company. Capitalism wrapped up as feminism? I just don't get it. Somebody help me out here. I'm glad we've got Anne from Chippewa Falls. Thank goodness. Anne, am I just a cynic, or was this as stupid to you as it was to me?
I think it was stupid. Not a good time to do this. All it shows is we have entitled white women, and some weren't white, obviously.
Right.
But isn't this considered DEI? I can't believe Trump wasn't all honest.
I mean, no kidding, Anne.
It's serious.
Absolutely. Like Lauren Sanchez. Aisha, again, I want to get her name right. Aisha Bowe, a black woman. Gayle King, a black woman. Where was the screaming about DEI? Again, Aisha Bowe, a black woman, the only one with an aerospace engineering degree. I don't get it. Thanks so much for calling, Anne. I just thought it was such a waste of, I don't know, media headlines, media attention, our attention. So I had to, of course, pay it more attention and talk to you all about it. But I think, you know, when we place this in the context of Anne's question, which she was making both, I think, as a glib dig on Trump, but also with a degree of seriousness. When we talk about DEI, when Trump attacks DEI, which is the modern day N-word, right, at least when used by Trump and MAGAs, this stuff, stunts like this, corporatizing DEI programming doesn't forward the cause of equity or equality one bit. There wasn't any mention, for example, in this whole coverage of Katherine Johnson, who was a black, obviously female mathematician whose calculations were really what got John Glenn into space. She's the main character in the movie and book Hidden Figures, which if you haven't read the book, please go read the book or at least watch the film. They didn't mention Valentina Tereshkova by name or give her much cred. By the way, she was the Russian cosmonaut who did this on her own the first time in 1963. And by the way, she orbited Earth 48 times by herself. Wow. Or Mae Jemison, who is the first Black woman ever in space. Or Kalpana Chawla, who is an Indian-born astronaut who flew two NASA missions and died aboard Columbia. So let's say no to Jeff Bezos. Maybe buy a little bit less on Amazon this week. Maybe go to your local retailer, the mom and pop down the street. Maybe we just buy a little local. Listen, I love my Prime membership just as much as anybody. It's so convenient. That's the hook. But my big point here is there are important and accurate criticisms of DEI. One of them isn't, it keeps white guys from getting the jobs that they so richly deserve. That's not a thing. There's no shortage of white guys in high-paying, important positions. There's no shortage of white dudes in STEM. But using DEI, using feminism as a capitalistic PR strategy, using DEI that way and then scrubbing it out of your corporate mission, vision, and value statement when it gets inconvenient is disgusting to me. Jeff Bezos, you're no feminist. Not now, not ever. If you want to get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. My name's Maggie Dawn. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more after these brief messages.